Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Trina T. Cutter. She's the nursing supervisor for Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services. She spoke about how coming to people where they are through community-based vaccination clinics is allowing them to reach more members of the community. Here's Trina.
We really started to try and think about ways to reach, communities and groups of people maybe that have issues with access to vaccinations or maybe some hesitancy. And so we were looking at, different neighborhoods and locations where we could reach people where they are. But we're also now switched to where whenever we go out, we offer two different vaccines. So people have an option of Pfizer versus J&J. Because some people want the one dose, some people don't. And we want to make sure that that's not a reason why they don't get vaccinated when we're there, I wanted this other vaccine. So it's kind of a couple things that we focus on right now is one, going to places and events where people are already going to be there. So like the food truck roundup, Show Me State Games is coming up and the Boone County Fair. But then also looking at where can we do targeted vaccinations in neighborhoods or census tracts where they have lower vaccination rates or maybe higher rates of underserved folks. So we've done things like a walk-up clinic at Mari's out in Prathersville area at the gas station out there, and going to, like this weekend, we're going to be going to some specific neighborhoods. There's a lot of reasons why people don't get vaccinated. It's not just the ones that just don't believe in vaccines. When you factor in like all the other challenges that some members of our community have in their daily lives, like getting vaccinated is maybe not high on the list of priorities. They have children to take care of. They have jobs to go to. They're maybe worried about side effects and having to miss work for a day or so. And so, there's a segment of the population that's just kind of taken this wait and see attitude. Let's see how things go. So I want to see, how my friends and family do when they get vaccinated. So there's a lot of folks that are just still on the fence, but, maybe open to the idea of being vaccinated, just haven't been able to make it happen. And I think for some communities, like just being in a space where people look like them, or it's a space that they're used to going to and they're familiar with and they're comfortable there. And so having it at, the hair salon or the park or the library or, places where they're comfortable and it feels like a safe space, I think is important for a lot of people. And so it's more effort for fewer people, but every person counts. And so, we're just excited whenever we have anybody that wants to get vaccinated. We've made it possible for them to get vaccinated. Overwhelmingly though, what I want people to know is the risk of not getting vaccinated is so much higher than any risk of getting vaccinated. I think there's this misconception that, taking the vaccine is a risk, but I don't think people necessarily realize that not taking the vaccine is also a risk, and it's a much higher risk.
That was Trina T. Cutter with Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services, speaking about how the COVID vaccination efforts are going in the community. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.